My name is Sarah McCluskey, and I'm a curatorial assistant at the Allen Memorial Art Museum, as well as a 2013 graduate of Oberlin College. Portrait of a Botanist is an oil painting on panel by an unknown artist. It was probably done in 1629, as indicated by the Roman numerals in the top left corner of the painting. The portrait shows a rather severe-looking man clad in rich black fabric and a stiff white ruff that conceals his neck, nearly touching his earlobe and the end of his neatly trimmed gray beard. He is visible from the waist up, turned slightly so that his proper right side is closer to the viewer. In his proper left hand, he holds the stalk of a plant with wrinkled, dark green leaves. This hand rests on top of a small book, turned outwards so the pages appear right side up to the viewer. His other hand simultaneously supports the book and, with the index finger, points to one of the botanical illustrations visible on the open pages. He gazes seriously at the viewer, as if gauging the viewer's response to the book and plant he offers for inspection. While we have no conclusive evidence pointing to the identity of the sitter, the objects he holds do indicate his potential area of study. Books and plant specimens are both commonly found in 17th century depictions of botanists. While these objects may seem to modern viewers to be obvious prop choices for a portrait of a botanist, they demonstrate a relationship between text and observation that was fairly new to 17th century Europe. While the 80 Years' War, in which Holland gained its independence from Spain, would officially last until 1648, the Dutch were more or less independent by the time this painting was created. Holland was a great economic and naval power in the Baltic region, and with the founding of the Dutch East and West India Companies, its power had begun to spread elsewhere. Though this expansion's dark side included colonization and participation in the transatlantic slave trade, it also increased interest in collecting and recording new plant and animal specimens from the Americas and Asia. Those Europeans who gathered plants from faraway places also began to re-examine species native to their own continent. This new interest in collecting and observing plant specimens, combined with the interest of 15th and 16th century humanist scholars, who promoted a return to the scholarship of ancient Greek botanical authorities like Theophrastus, Dioscorides, and Galen. Together, the two trends emphasized the importance of first-hand observation and a formal education in Greek and Latin. The illustrations in the Allen's Botanist's book are rendered in enough detail that the different plants can be distinguished from one another. The page on the viewer's left shows an illustration of the same plant the sitter holds. While I could not identify this plant, the other page bears the Latin word daemonum. The corresponding illustration bears a strong resemblance to St. John's wort, which was once referred to as fuga daemonum, due to its supposed ability to frighten away evil spirits. The layout of the visible pages also offers clues as to how the illustrations were created. Botany texts that contained woodblock illustrations often placed pictures and large blocks of text on the same page. Since that's not the case for the book in this painting, the illustrations may have been engravings, and the numbers on the two visible pages, 238 and 182, may be page numbers. It's possible they're not sequential because the botanist cut up and reorganized this volume to agree with his own method of classifying plants. It's equally possible that the illustrations are not printed at all, but drawings done by the botanist himself, in which case the numbers might refer to pages in another botany book containing further information. Whatever the nature of the illustrations to which the Allen's botanist points, the presence of both a plant specimen and a book with Latin text is significant. These objects, and the emphasis placed on them by their distinguished-looking owner, indicate a newly developed but well-acknowledged 17th-century view of botany. Observation of real plant specimens and familiarity with the available textual information were becoming equally important aspects of the discipline.